are out and about on election night, and people anxiously awaiting the results of the vote. I've got two gentlemen here. Who's your candidate?
I am a supporter of Matlin Scales Harris.
Absolutely. Okay. And what's your name, sir?
I'm Walter Harris. Actually, I'm a treasurer, so obviously I am her, her supporter.
Well, it kind of makes sense. I'm seeing some things come together.
Yes, yes.
Well, it's fantastic.
It's been a long battle, and now the voters will determine who they want.
That's right.
So we're very optimistic, though.
Very good. And you, sir, what's your name?
My name's Anthony McAdoo.
And Anthony, obviously, you're here for Madeline Harris as well.
Right. And my brother, Israel.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Alan, he's county commissioner.
Okay. Very good. I did not know that.
Yeah, he's my oldest brother.
Fantastic. So tell me, how are you feeling about tonight? Optimistic? You're feeling good?
I'm feeling good. Worked hard, put in the hours, met people, got their opinions. So we're feeling good.
Very good. And sir, how about yourself?
Very optimistic, but you never know until the final vote is cast.
It's nerve-wracking.
And then when we get all those returns in and it's a positive, then we can really jump
then
to
we
joy.
Can, then we
That's
can.
When the rejoicing starts,
right.
That's for sure.
Exactly.
So tell me, the political process, America as a nation is so tense politically right now.
Mm-hmm.
Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, though, it seems like people are kind of keeping their wits about them. That's unique. For somebody who's new to the community, that's unique. What do you attribute that to?
Well, it's been more or less a process of years of togetherness.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the people here have always worked together and, voice their opinions, come up with a conclusion. So it's been a number of years that it's been like that.
Very good. How about yourself?
And, I kind of attribute a lot of it to the fact that Murfreesboro had very close-knit roots. Although we have grown considerably in the last 20 to 30 years, but still there's that small town flavor about the city. And it was so wonderful the day as I was out among the people and saw the various candidates, how cordial they were to each other, and everybody's just enjoying each other, enjoying the election process, and wishing the best person to win.
Absolutely.
So that's really great.
Absolutely. All right, well, I tell you what, so give me a prediction. What's happening tonight? What do you think's gonna happen? Victory?
Well, I expect victory, nothing less.
Right on. Okay. That's what I would expect here from you.
We're definitely expecting victory.
Yeah. Okay. What are you going to do tomorrow that you didn't do today with a victory?
Well, what I didn't do today, I have a full week. So as this ends, I have a birthday party for my grandson.
Oh, my goodness.
To plan. So I go from one event into another.
That's the real party right there. Hey, thanks so much for joining us tonight.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Okay. You're welcome.